Happy Friday. Here's to hoping if you don't have your Pero back, you do get it back on soon. Harry writes on my Rumble channel, which is just my name, Tara Servatius, on rumble.com. Good morning. I know someone did a day of search of rescue in Lake Lore. They said it got hit so hard you'd think it had once dated Doug Emhoff. Ouch. By the way, he's now denied beating up his girlfriend. However, he does not deny impregnating the nanny or intimidating her into getting an abortion, just so we're clear. He says he's a feminist and he calls Trump a misogynist. But anyway, folks, that was one of the things I can't believe this week. Can you imagine if Melania Trump had told three friends, one of them in writing, that Trump beat her, had just beat her up? Can you even imagine if that came out? Oh, it'd never end. It's Doug Emhoff, though, so nobody cares. It begs the question, though. I mean, will the first gentleman be beating the president? What kind of power does this guy have over women? Would he be the president? Because I'm not really even sure she's the vice president. I think whatever group of people's running the White House, she's a figurehead, too, as much as Joe Biden is. Meanwhile, she offered the sheeple not to deal the illegal get, okay? That's like $500 a month, but a one-time payment of $750. Now there's people all over the foothills of Western North Carolina who applied for the $750 and were denied. So folks aren't even sure if that's real or if you just have to be an illegal immigrant to get any money out of FEMA anymore. Nobody knows. Everybody's confused. All right, let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texter writes $700 to the people of Hawaii when they had the disaster. Another texter writes, would you be surprised if Joe told you the hungry in Asheville, let them eat cake? Texter writes, Tara, we just got our power back here on Miller. 6 days. I can only imagine what they are going through. There's some reason why on the left they want us out. It should have never been taken this long. They are obviously letting us know they don't like our beliefs on Miller Road and Forrester Woods. Okay, well, I don't know what's going on out there with that one. By the way, you know how I tell you all the time about the left and their sheeple? That the reason for censorship is not us. It's that they can't have their sheeple hearing the things that we are saying because then they will know what reality is. One of the most powerful things that happened this week was at the debate. And our side has completely misunderstood what happened. It's when the moderators jumped all over J.D. Vance, even though CBS News had promised there would be no fact-checking. They start fact-checking him. And our side thought, they're trying to help Walls. They weren't. They weren't trying to help Walls. They panicked when he said CPB1 app. Why? Because the sheeple have no idea, Democrat voters, Democrat viewers, that Kamala Harris and Joe Biden have flown over 700,000 illegal immigrants into the country using the scam of the CPB1 app, which just shoots out this little QR code that you could use to fly in. Even though they haven't background checked, you have no idea who you are and are using an honor system about what you're, you know, who you actually are. You could be a terrorist from Yemen and just claim you're from Guatemala. They won't catch it. He said CPB1 app and they freaked. Because the sheeple don't know. And that's why they had to talk over him this week. They had to talk over him to protect the sheeple from finding out what the heck is going on in this country. Because if the sheeple find out, I mean, you talk about a plurality of Democrat voters in that poll last week. Plurality is the biggest number, right? Among them want these illegals deported. If they found out that Her Highness and Joe Biden are flying more illegals in under the radar and the number, they'd freak. Keeping them dumb is key to what they do. And an MSNBC producer and writer, he writes for the show, so he writes what's on the teleprompter, just admitted this. He says MSNBC is a Democrat Party mouthpiece. We knew that, okay? I don't think that's that big of a scandal.
So is MSNBC just like doing whatever it takes to get Kamala elected? Yes, yes. It hammers home the point that I'm making, that this news network is indistinguishable from the party.
Are they just the Democratic Party's mouthpiece?
Exactly.
MSNBC is the Democratic Party's mouthpiece.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, now listen to this part. He admits they keep, just what I always say to you, because I'm always working on you toxic trolls who wander in here. I got one right now driving me nuts. They keep you dumb on purpose. Listen to him admit it.
Basil calls MSNBC viewers brainwashed and states that MSNBC made their viewers dumber over the years.
Viewers get mad at the guests or the hosts if the host were to criticize Democrats. They've made their viewers dumber over the years. I think brainwashing and dumbing down.
It's bad. Aggressive. I get it.
Helps Trump.
He was caught, by the way, on a secret camera admitting, we just brainwashed those idiots. Yeah, they don't know what's going on. I told you, they know they do it, and they do it on purpose.